Welcome back to Sports Day. Train West, training your future. And speaking of training, this bloke would train a hell of a lot more than Mark Reddings and I would do in a year, in a week. That was what I would suggest, Skeet. Probably maybe even a little bit more. Zach Stubbelty-Cook is who we're talking about. Australian swimming champion, breaking a world record when it comes to the 200-metre breaststroke in the swimming championships that were conducted over the course of the last weekend. And he joins us here on Sports Day. Zach, congratulations firstly, mate, and welcome to Sports Day. How are you?
Very well, thank you, and thank you guys for having me.
Hey, mate, in a typical week in the lead-up to a tournament like you've just contested, which is our Australian Swimming Championships, and aiming for big things like the World Champs and the Commonwealth Games over there in Birmingham, what sort of work do you do, or is it where you sort of taper off? How does it work for you in the swimming world?
Yeah, obviously there's a lot of hard work in the lead-up into trials, so typically it's at least 16 weeks of really solid work, and beyond that it's about one to two weeks rest, so that's when you start tapering down, so you do a bit more high quality work but with less loads. So instead of swimming 6 or 7 k, you might swim 5 k with a similar quality, so you start to taper down that distance while upping the intensity, which is always quite interesting.
Zach, despite all that hard work, you go into a meet, you want to swim fast. In the back of your mind or anywhere in your thoughts, were you thinking world record?
Not really. I knew I wanted to swim fast. Like, that's always the goal, and it's always very process orientated for me. So for me, it was all about trying to get the best out of myself on the day. And obviously after the Olympics, I wanted to step up again and swim close to my best or do a little PB, but I did not expect to break a world record last week.
Yeah, great time. 2 minutes, 05.95 seconds. You beat the previous benchmark of 2:06.12, set by Russian Anton Shapkov in 2019. In the course of the swim, I'm sure it's all a blur and the noise, etc., but do you have a sense that you're on target or close to a very fast time?
I mean, I did have a bit of feedback from the crowd, which was a bit of a contrast to Tokyo. So for me, it was I could hear the crowd going off on the last lap. So I knew I was swimming fast, but I didn't really know what that meant. And when you are swimming and swimming well, typically it's all a bit of a blur and it's all a bit blank, like kind of the body just completely takes over.
So now you've put that time on the board, do you reset your goals? Do you reset your training moving forward? Or do you just keep what has been penciled in place?
Oh, I think we keep what's been penciled in place. We only have 20, really, we only have 20 full days until World Champs, so that's not long at all in the swimming world. So for us, it's about getting healthy this week and getting back to some good, solid work at the end of this week and into next week before we travel over to Europe. And for me, that's the plan. And we went through a bit of a plan straight after training tonight, which is always fun to go through all your hard sessions and what's coming up, which is you have mixed feelings because, you know, it's going to be a tough few weeks, but it is going to be better off for it.
Who's your coach?
Vince Raleigh, who's been around a little while. So he had Brenton Rickard back in the day too. So he always brings out Brenton's old stuff, and it still compares. So it's pretty humbling to have a coach with that much experience.
Hey, Zach, when it comes to how good our Australian swimmers are and how good this Australian swim team is, you only have to look at what Arian Titmus was able to do. She broke Katie Ledecky's world record, which is no mean feat. And then Emma McKeon and what she's been able to continue to do. And Kyle Chalmers, as his operation comes back, swims well. And I could go on and on and on with Kaylee McKeon and Brendan Smith and so on. Does it make it even more difficult knowing how good Australian swimmers are?
I think it's more exciting, right? Like for me personally, like, it's always inspiring to see those performances. And then Emma and Arnie were particularly inspiring in Tokyo. For me personally, like, watching Emma get up and do her thing and do it as herself was really, really a testament to her character and a testament to who she is. I can still remember, like, vividly her congratulating me on the bus ride back after the 200 breast, going, like, do you realise what just happened? And I'm like, I've got no idea. And the next day she got up and won a gold medal and And I remember her walking into the pool and just her smiling. And that's what the team is all about. It's about enjoying yourself and getting the best out of yourself. And that is, it's a person first approach, performance second, which sounds counterintuitive to performance, but that is what the team culture is all about.
Now, you competed back in 2018 in the Commonwealth Games as a teenager, and there is a number of emerging stars who have won selection onto this team. Molly O'Callaghan, Flynn Southam, Isaac Cooper, who I believe is only 18, and Lani Pallister, who's 19. You probably, I'd still think, remember those teenage days and getting your first opportunity on a swim team?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's always exciting when you get your swimmer number and you become part of the history of the Dolphins. And it's always exciting, especially at Commonwealth Games. It's really exciting for those guys, and I'm excited to see what they can do. You know, it's a quite a large number of rookies this year. I think there's a total of 20 or 21 rookies between World Champs and Commonwealth Games. So that's a huge amount of rookies compared to, you know, last year. I think we had three or four athletes being rookies on the team. And so it's really exciting. And it's really exciting for those guys. For me, it was nothing but special, that first ever team. And I was lucky enough for it to be a Homecoming Games.
Lots of swimmers have high profiles. You are a under-the-radar type of person, Zach, by the sounds of things. Kyle Chalmers, Cody Simpson, there have been some headlines on that front. Cody's going. He's been given the tick. How big of an achievement is it for him? We know his background in music, etc. Do you know much about him personally? And what do you think he might be able to achieve having grabbed a spot in the team?
I think it's onwards and upwards for Cody. I think, like, testament to his character, putting himself out there and putting himself on the line and really, you know, rolling the dice on his career. You know, he could have stayed over in the States and continued that lifestyle of being a pop star and continued to live his life over there. And he's chosen a different path and chosen something that he loves and enjoys, and he's doing it for all the right reasons, which is really special and a testament to him and a testament, you know, to the sport more broadly. I think it's exciting for the future of the sport to see someone like him come back in and do so well after so little. It shows what you can do if you put your mind to something, and it's really special, and I think it's exciting going forward. I think although he's dominated the media, it's for all the right reasons. I think, like, it's he's doing the best he can, and that's all you can ever ask, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think the other big story that we must talk about, mate, and I reckon it'll be fantastic to have her back on the team, is Shayna Jack. Given what she went through, controversially ruled out over a doping allegation, which you know, I think is still, at the moment, one that is still up in the air from where I sit anyway. I remember speaking about it a couple of years ago. But to be out of it for 2 years and come back and achieve what she's been able to do with those two individual swims in the 50-metre and 100-metre freestyle is a credit to her too.
Absolutely. It's a credit to her character. It's really inspiring to see someone like that do so well. And I know for me personally, like, I don't know whether I would be in the same situation or be able to do the same thing. So for her to be able to do that, to come through such adversity, is really a testament to her, and it's really value add to the whole team.
Brilliant, mate. Thank you very much for having a chat to us. Congratulations again on setting a world record, a new benchmark. Hopefully you can keep it up, mate, and rip into them over there at the World Champs and also at the Comm Games over there and in Birmingham, and we'll see you in action in the pool. Thanks for your time.
Too easy. Thank you very much, guys.
Good on you. Zach Stubbledy-Cook here on Sports Day, and what a star, Skeet.
Absolutely, and we didn't mention Ariane Titmus during that conversation, which shows
I
you...
I did.
Oh, briefly.
I did mention her name, yeah.
My bad. Well, I'm going to mention six other names for you. Holly Barrett, Kieran Pollard, Brianna Throssell, Josh Young, Josh Edwards-Smith, yes, and Zach Inserti, the six WA swimmers on the Comm Games team, and we'll make sure we have a chat to at least one of them before they head off, and it's not too long before they do that, for a huge campaign over there on the other side of the world, World Championships, and, of course, the Comm Games, as you mentioned.
Yeah, well, there is actually a seventh WA swimmer on our team as well, Skeet, so I'll see whether you can come up with the name of our seventh swimmer, because you must remember that there are 46 able-bodied swimmers, and they join the 27 previously named paraswimmers that form our 73-member Australian swimming team, which is heading to Birmingham. I'll leave you with that thought here on Sports Day. 133-882 is our number for Train West, Perth's leading registered training organisation, specialising in training and safety services. You visit trainwest.com.au. We'll be back with more of Sports Day after this.